这一阵子我们在说到全家得救这件真理。
This is about a safe household.
神愿意拯救我们。
God would love to save us.
但是不是只是我们单个的来拯救。
But it's not just to save you and yourself only.
神知道我们必须要一家一家的在他面前得救。
The Lord knows that he has to save us by the household.
因为我不晓得大家的感觉是怎样。
I don't know how you feel about this.
当你有爱你自己的家人，
When you love your family members,
你就不愿意看见一人沉沦。
You don't want them to be fallen.
神看见他每一个所造的人，他都那么样的爱。
When God sees all his creations, he loves everyone equally.
所以神在真理，圣经里头的说，他不愿意一人沉沦。
So in the Bible it says he does not want any, even one of you to be fallen.
神拯救我们到哪里去？
So where is God going to save us to?
神愿意我们永远回到他的家里面。
Lord would love us to be with him eternally in the heaven.
一个得救的人就进到神的家中。
When someone is saved, he goes into his household.
因为我们听见了福音，我们也接受了福音。
So when you hear the gospel and you receive the gospel,
福音乃是神的大能。
Gospel is the power of the Lord.
当我们接受神的大能的时候，
when you receive this power from the Lord,
我们里面就有一个确实的相信。
Then within you, then there's the truth.
神真是那么样的爱我们。
It is true that God loves you.
他不单只要我们一个一个的得救。
Not just that he wants to save you one by one individually.
他还愿意把传福音的使命放在我们先得救的人身上。
He would like to give you the duty of spreading the gospel as well.
在教会里面没有什么人是特别了不起的。
In the church, there's no one who is truly special.
每一个人都只不过是蒙恩的罪人。
Everyone is just a blessed sinner.
如果有一点点了不起的地方，
If you think there is something special about you,
就是因为神救了我们在他的恩典中。
And the special is because you are saved by the Lord.
好像我们比其他的人先相信了耶稣。
Because you choose to believe the Lord before some other people do.
当我们信了耶稣之后，
But after you believe into Jesus,
我们的环境没有什么样的改变。
Your environment hasn't really changed that much.
神不是要改变我们的环境。
The Lord is not changing the environment around you.
神要先改变我们的生命。
Lord is changing your life.
当我们里面相信了神，
When you truly believe the Lord inside,
我们就知道我们的神是从死里复活的神。
Then you know the Lord came back from death.
我们的环境并没有任何的改变。
Even though the environment still hasn't changed.
一个在贫穷的人，他仍然是贫穷的。
If a person is poor, he is probably still poor.
一个常常软弱的人，他仍然是软弱的。
If someone was weak, he is probably still weak.
但是他因为有相信耶稣，得着新生命。
But now,
话说这个生命是永远不能震动的国。
The Lord says that the gospel is everlasting.
灯可以开可以关。
The light could be on and off.
这个声音可以没有扩大，可以一直是那么小。
The microphone could be on and off.
但是神在我们里面还要传福音。
But the Lord inside you wants you to spread the gospel.
我们不受环境的影响。
You should not be affected by the environment.
所以我们看见许多多的亲人仍然在痛苦中挣扎的时候，
So when you see all the earthly people around you that are suffering,
我们里面产生一个神圣的爱。
Inside you, you should feel a love.
就好像神在起初就看见我们在地上没有神那么样的痛苦。
It's the love that God felt when he saw you not believing in him.
神愿意我们得着福音的好处。
God wants you to know the benefit of the gospel.
他也愿意我们出去传福音。
And he loves you for go out and spread the gospel.
不但是我们得着福音的好处。
Not just that you receive the gospel yourself alone.
还要我们全家都来相信。
He wants your,
全家都得着福音的好处。
He loves your household to come together and receive the gospel.
神怎么样把这个福音赐给我们？
How does God give you the gospel?
圣经说，这里有一个独一的福音，叫做基督的福音。
In the Bible, it says there's only one gospel, and it's the gospel of Christ.
基督的福音是神全部的旨意。
The gospel of Christ is the eternal thinking of the Lord.
也是神全部的恩典。
And it's the completeness of the grace from the Lord.
你得着基督的福音，你就得着神的一切。
If you receive the gospel, basically you receive everything from the Lord.
在这里有丰富的恩典，用之不尽。
In here, there is never-ending grace from the Lord.
所以我们相信耶稣，接受他做我们救主的时候。
So when you believe Christ and receive Him as your Lord,
我们里面忽然间有一个看见。
So inside you should have an awakening.
有一个认识。
You should have a knowing.
知道主在我们里面的。忽然间我们有主的感觉。
Knowing that the Christ is in you, you should have the feeling.
这个感觉要推动我们走一生的道路。
And this feeling should fuel you to run the rest of the life.
但是我要在这里加一点。
But I would like to add one more point to this.
许许多多信了耶稣的弟兄姊妹们。
A lot of brothers and sisters in Christ.
有时候因为长期的没有聚会。
A lot of times they just don't come to the meeting so often.
有时候因为长期的没有读经，没有祷告。
Or sometimes they haven't read the Bible or prayed for a long time.
人的许多的应许虽然都摆在那里。
A lot of the blessing is right there for him to take.
但是他们的信心没有长好。
But then they have not grabbed the blessings.
因为没有在圣体的交通的里面。
Because they have not joined the body to praise.
因为没有得着神话语的丰富在他的里面。
Because they did not receive the fullness of the word.
开始信的时候是很好的。
When you first believe, you are very passionate about your believing.
但是慢慢慢慢，他们的表现跟世人没有什么两样。
But slowly, you walk away and became one of the earthly men.
在这个时候，我们还要回过来再相信基督的福音。
And it is time for you to turn around and come back to the gospel.
基督的福音一直摆在那里。
The gospel has always been there.
什么时候我们回来，我们还是可以得着。
Whenever you decide to turn around and come back, it's there for you.
什么时候我们先得着了，我们的家就有盼望。
Whenever you decide to turn around and grab it, your household could be there with you.
所以我们每一个信徒都要有这么样的心愿在主的面前。
So every one of us should always come back and grab this thought.
主啊，求你用我。
Oh Lord, please use me.
使我能传你的福音。
So that I could spread your gospel.
主啊，求你用我。
Oh Lord, please use me.
使我还没有信主的家人能看见我生命的改变。
So that my family members around me could see the changing in me.
这个是主给我们的大使命。
This is the duty that the God has assigned us.
这个是基督的福音。
This is the gospel of the Christ.
信主是一件简单的事。
Believing in the Lord is very simple.
我们不要把它搞了复杂了。
Don't make it confusing for yourself.
不需要你改好。
You don't have to do anything to change it.
但是需要你来相信。
But you have to believe in it.
需要你来接受。
You have to receive it.
需要你来得着。
You have to accept it.
在环境不容易的时候。
When the environment is tough.
更需要你来相信。
You have to grab it even harder.
更需要你来接受。
You have to receive it even more.
主的道路是很清楚的。
The path is very long and clear.
经过苦难修路。
If youwalk through the suffering and pain,
进入尊贵荣耀,
then you will walk into the glory of eternally.
耶稣基督况且钉十字架,
Jesus Christ went to the cross,
但是他升上高天,
then he rise up to heaven.
Hallelujah, 我们赞美他,
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
他是我们所有人的救主,
he is the savior of all.
我们不是传自己,
we are not passing the knowledge of us.
我们是传耶稣是主。
We are pressing the message of Christ is the Lord.
这是我们的福音。
This is our gospel.
请我们打开我们的节目单。
Please open up your program.
我们先读第一节圣经，是我们这一系列最主要的一节圣经。
Let's read our first Bible verse, which is the most important of four.
使徒行传16章31节。
Acts 16:31.
我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
他们说,
They replied, Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household.
这是许许多人多的人都知道的一节圣经。
This is a Bible verse that is well known.
当信主耶稣,
When you believe in the Lord,
我们的一家都要得救。
Your whole household should be saved as well.
这是一件何等甜美的事实。
How amazing is this?
我们生孩子的时候
When you give birth to your child,
我们知道他们就生在这个世代是会不容易的。
We know that, nowadays the world is tough for the kids.
一个信主的父母
when the parents are believers,
他们知道自己是蒙恩的罪人。
They know that they are blessed as sinners.
当他们看见自己的孩子的时候，
But when they see the child,
一方面有一个父母对儿女的爱，
On one hand, there is the love of the parently love.
但是我告诉你，父母对儿女的爱会变。
But I can tell you that the love of the parently love is not ever changing.
我自己也是有儿子的父亲。
I am also a father as well.
我就发觉我对我儿子的爱一直在变。
And I could sense that my love to my son has always been changing.
感谢主，有时是变好。
Thank the Lord, it's been changing in a good way.
有时是变得溺爱。
But sometimes it became spoiled.
有时是爱的甜蜜。
Sometimes it's the sweetness of the love.
有时是爱的严厉。
Sometimes it's the love of being straight.
爱人不容易。
It's hard to love someone.
你要像神那样去爱，更不容易。
You should, it's very hard to learn from the Lord to love like Him.
神爱我们每一个人。
Lord loves every one of you.
神惯不惯我们？
And
神会不会怪我们？
Would the Lord blame us?
如果我们是属灵的婴孩，
If we are in the spirit,
神在你断奶之前他会怪你。
Then when you come before the Lord will fulfill you.
但是当你一有点圣经的基础，
But when you have the basis of the Bible knowledge,
开始用心读过一点点圣经，
If you use your heart, open up your heart when you read the Bible,
你马上就要知道神是圣洁的。
Then you know the Lord is holy.
神是轻慢不得的。
You should not offend the Lord.
当你刚得救的时候，
When you first receive His love,
你躺着祷告，
You could lie down and pray.
你趴着祷告，
You could sleep and you pray.
你祷告的时候真的是睡着了。
You could really fall asleep when you pray.
都是稀松平常的事。
It's normal.
我们看见有这么样可爱的新蒙恩的弟兄姊妹，我们很高兴。
When we see the newly brothers and sisters, we are happy for you.
本来就是这样。
It's always been like that.
所有的婴孩都是不是睡就是吃嘛。
All the infants, all they know is eat and sleep, right?
但是孩子慢慢长大了。
But when the infants start growing up,
你能不能够再对他们像 baby 一样？
Can you still treat your child like a baby?
神也不这样看我们。
Lord doesn't want to do that to us neither.
神要开始管教我们。
Lord would like to discipline us.
上超市的时候不要买糖果。
So when you go to the supermarket, you can't get candy no more.
有没有父母现在还在溺爱你的儿女？
Is there any parents here who is spoiling your kids right now?
儿子说，妈，我要这个糖果。
When the kid said, Hey mom, I want this.
妈妈吃过亏。
And the mom said,
好好好，你去 买吧。
You know what? Fine, please take it.
爸爸说不可以。
And dad said no.
那爸爸也要领受这个亏了。
And then the dad is going to get his share.
孩子倒在地上不肯动。
And then the kid lies on the floor and said, Aah!
他哭啊，他不肯。
And he's crying and saying, I want it, I want it.
那爸爸要做一个抉择了。
And the dad has to make a decision there.
妈妈不做的，爸爸要来做。
When mom doesn't want to make the decision, the dad does.
人的爱会不一样。
Humanly love is changing.
人的爱会不改，会有改变。
Humanly love could change easily.
人常常最多的争执，你知道是什么？
Do you know what the battle in your heart always is?
是怎样爱？
Is how to love.
父母不是不爱。
Parents is always loving.
父母一样爱儿女。
The parents always love their kids.
但是为着怎样爱常常吵架。
But they always get into argument just to argue how to love their kids.
如果两夫妻不吵架的话，
If a husband and wife never get into an argument,
这个爱真是神圣的爱。
Then that's a holy love.
在神圣的爱里头是不吵架。
If you're in the holy love, then yes, you should not get into any argument.
除非你在肉身里头你的爱就完全了。
But if you're in flesh, then your love is not complete.
在我信主那么久之内，
In my long wave of believing in the Lord,
我只听过一对夫妻说我们从来不吵架。
I've only heard one couple, then they said they never got into an argument.
哇，我们听见的那个夫妻是这么样做见证的。
When we heard the testimony of this couple,
有一半的人很羡慕。
Half of the people in the place were really jealous.
有另外一半的人说，你们是夫妻吗？
And the other half says, are you guys really married?
谁对谁错?
Who is right, who is wrong?
主知道,
only Lord knows.
但是我们只知道一件事情,
but we only know one thing.
人的爱都不一样,
humanly love is always changing.
只有神的爱不改变,
only the holy love is never
我们再读下面一句,
changing. Let's read the one after it.
提摩太前书4章10节,
1 Timothy 4:10.
因我们的指望,
for from this labor and
strife,
that we have put our hope in the living Lord, who is the late Savior of all men, especially of those who believe.
这里说我们的指望不是我们的所能,
in here, it says that we should not depend on our own effort.
也不是,
it's not what we think it should be.
我们做得到, 做不到,
what we can do and what we cannot do.
我们的理想是什么?
What our goals is.
其实都不是我们能指望的,
that's not something that actually we could plan out.
我们刚才唱的那首诗歌,
the last hymn that we sang together.
救我恩典, saved by grace.
Saved by grace.
前面头三节都在说一件天, 就是一个永远的事实。
In the first three verse, it talks about one important fact.
第一个说到有一天银链会断,
the first one it says about
the silver cord
would break.
这个银链说到耶稣基督的救赎,
the silver cord talks about the salvation of Christ.
Redemption
of Christ.
有一天信主的人也要离开这个世界,
one day the believer would leave this world too.
感谢主离开这个世界就怎么样呢?
Thank the Lord, what happened after you leave the world?
诗歌说得很好,
the hymn says it perfectly.
他说当你一醒的时候,
it says that when you wake up,
你就在我王的宫里头看见你的王,
when you wake up, you'll be in the kingdom, looking at the king face to face.
You're in the palace of the king.
In the palace of the king.
你就看见神原来是你的王, 你的永远,
then you know that the Lord is your king and he's your eternity.
这个叫指望神,
this is hoping in the Lord.
我们做基督徒的指望,
our, as brothers and sisters, our hope should be the Lord and the Lord himself.
下面一句诗歌说,
and the next verse of the song,
有一天我们的帐篷会倒,
one day our tabernacle will break.
那有时候一个人在健康在年幼的时候, 他们不觉得我们有一天会倒下去,
sometimes when you're young and healthy, you would never think that you would fall down,
除非你是亲眼看过死亡,
except if you have witnessed death itself.
所以有智慧的, 教会里头服侍的弟兄姊妹常常告诉我们,
so the more experienced brothers and sisters in the church always have told us,
当你们的孩子还小的时候,
when your kids are young,
没关系, 婚礼少去一点,
it's okay, don't go to too many weddings.
葬礼一定要去,
but you should attend some of the funerals.
因为孩子在小的时候,
when the kids are young,
喜乐的事很多,
there's a lot of things for them to joy about.
但是他们不懂什么叫死亡,
and they would not understand what death is.
那孩子能够早早看见, 诶, 原来人的生命是有限的,
when the kids now start to know that there is an ending to life,
他可能问不出这个问题,
they probably don't know how to ask this question yet.
但是给我们父母很好传福音的机会,
but it's a good time for a parent to spread the gospel.
小孩子有一天都会问,
one day your child will probably ask you,
为什么这个, 为什么那个,
why this and why that?
为什么有那么多的苦?
How come there's so much suffering in the world?
最大的问题, 为什么人会死?
How come we would die?
那你一句话, 人人都犯了罪,
then you could say, everyone sinned.
罪的共价就是死,
and the result of sinning is death.
他听见了在头脑里头,
and in the kids, when he heard it, he would save it in his mind.
但是如果你曾经带他去一个丧礼,
but if you have taken him to a funeral before,
他看见什么叫做死人,
and they have witnessed death,
他看见什么叫做死的痛苦,
they would understand death means not going to be here anymore.
这句圣经就不是在头脑里头,
then this Bible is just not in his brain anymore.
我们对我们的儿女最大的爱就是传福音给他们,
our biggest love to our offspring is to spread the gospel.
我们对我们夫妻之间最大的爱也是传福音给彼此,
and the love between the couple is also the spreading of the gospel.
对我们的兄弟姐妹,
to all the brothers and sisters,
对我们的父母,
to your family, to parents,
叔伯亲友,
to all your family relatives.
最大的爱不是我们肉身能给他们的爱。
The biggest love is not something you could provide him yourself.
我们的爱能够陪他们很短的时间。
Our love could only be with them for so long.
但是如果他们得着神的爱,
but if they receive the Lord,
如果他们像我们一样也指望神,
if they are like us, only looking at the Lord himself,
这个爱就永远住在他们里面。
Then this love is always with them.
是不是这样?
Isn't it true?
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这里说, 我们指望在乎永生的神。
In here, it says that we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men.
有人问, 那到底谁是神?
Then someone would love, who is Lord actually?
全本圣经都在解释谁是神。
The whole Bible explains to you who is the Lord.
但是当耶稣基督还没来之前,
but before the Christ comes again,
神是一个很抽象的一个观念。
God is a pretty abstract thought.
当然,有些人是在灵里头遇见神了。
Of course, some of us has met the Lord spiritually.
就不抽象。
Then it's not abstract anymore.
但是神到底是怎么叫做神?
But actually, what is God?
神希腊字叫做theos.
In Greek, God is theos.
圣经里头的原文是新约是用希腊写的。
In the New Testament, is written in Sila.
Greek. 希腊也就是Greek.
Oh, okay.
那个神的意思。 Theos的意思就是不死。
The meaning of God, Theo, means ever living.
那意思就是说,所有能死的都不是神。
That says that everyone who could die is not God.
所以这个很简单。
So that makes it pretty simple now.
所有能死的都不叫神。
Whoever died cannot be the Lord.
这个叫神的定义。
And that's the definition.
有些人很尊重古时候的人。
A lot of people admire the people from before,
因为他们为人类很多的贡献,
because they've done great things,
结果死了,
then they die.
那有些人就很感动,
and a lot of people are touched by what they've done.
要追念这一些,
and they would like to remember the past.
那他们就去拜,
so they would make them idol,
以这些东西为神明,
and said that, hey, they could be our gods.
但是在这个定义上面已经是错了,
but now in the definition, it's wrong.
因为他们死了就了了,
because they die.
他们的功德可能流传百世。
What they have done is still passing on till now.
我们还是纪念许多人为人类有贡献。
And we still remember a lot of great people in the past.
但是这些都会过去。
But they are the past.
神的定义是不死。
The definition of God is never die.
但是不死的神你能指望吗?
But someone who never died, could you believe in it?
你能够指望一个你根本摸不着看不见的神吗?
Can you believe in a God that you could never touch?
这里说我们要的指望是在乎永生神。
And in here it says that we should put our hope in the living God.
这里英文说得很好, 一直活着的神。
In English it means living, going on.
神是我们看不见摸不着的。
God is someone that we could not really physically touch.
说实在, 他死他不死, 我们都不知道。
In real, can you really tell if he ever died?
那有些世人很聪明。
Some earthly men are very smart.
他们专好问难。
They always ask a lot of tough questions.
当他们在他们环境上有很大的痛苦的时候, 看不见神的时候,
when they're in a really tough environment, when they cannot see God,
有人竟然可以 或说,哎呀,神是死了。
Then they would actually say, oh, God has died.
那这个就叫做自打嘴巴。
And that's just someone who is hitting their own mouth.
因为能够死的就不叫神。
Because someone who could die is not God.
这个是有知识的人都晓得的一个定义。
This is should be well known to all the knowledgeable.
我们信耶稣的是我们的神。
Well, we believe in Lord who is Christ who is a Lord.
因为有一天主耶稣来到地上,
because one day when Christ comes back to earth,
他称自己是神的儿子。
He called himself the Son of God.
对他的门徒, 对相信他的人, 他一直要发表这一个。
And he has been trying to preach that to his gospels and believers.
但是他虽然在说,
Even when he was saying, no one would believe him.
所以他在说的时候,他永远加上,
So every time when he talked about it, he always said, I am going to die on the cross.
3天之后我要复活,
and 3 days after, I'm going to be raised.
所以门徒们不晓得他在说什么,
and the disciples had no idea what he was talking about.
因为从来没有死了的人会复活,
because no one ever came back from death.
直到有一天耶稣基督真的钉死在十字架上,
until one day Jesus died on the cross.
3天后果然复活了,
and 3 days after he came back.
许许多多的人看见耶稣基督复活了,
a lot of people witnessed the fact.
他身上有耶稣的印记,
and on him there is the mark of the Christ.
他的印记就是那些伤害他的钉痕枪伤,
and bear on his body is the scars of,
但是稀奇的他活的,
but amazingly, even though he has all the body and scars on his mark, he is still alive.
他永远不死,
he would never die.
他是我们信仰的中心,
he is the epicenter of a belief.
他是我们信仰的凭据,
he is the proof of a belief.
当他说我要去了,
when he says, I'm going to go,
还要回来,
and I'm going to come back.
我去是为你们预备地方,
I go to make prepare for your arrival.
但是我去,
and, but then when I'm gone, I'm going to send you this Holy Spirit.
所以当我们信耶稣的时候,
so when we believe in Christ,
我们真的没有看见耶稣,
we really did not see Jesus.
但是在圣灵,
but spiritually, you believe in Christ. In you, this Holy Spirit did an amazing, amazing task.
我们刚才说, 最难的爱是那个,
what we just talked about, we know that the love between a couple is very hard.
最难的爱是爱儿女的爱,
and also, the love to your kids is also very difficult.
常常为了这些家里头的爱,
you always get into an argument with your family members because of this different love.
但是当耶稣住在我们里头的时候,
but when Jesus lives inside you,
什么时候, 这个爱忽然间被改变了,
at what time your love is now changing?
改变成为一个不改变的爱,
changing into something that's not going to change.
本来我们对, 你知道为什么爱是很难?
Do you know why love is so difficult?
因为所有的爱都有要求,
because when you love, you want something.
夫妻的爱, 因为夫妻彼此之间有要求,
the love between a couple is because the couple has demand from each other.
没有人看见自己的软弱,
no one see their weakness.
没有人看见自己的脾气不好,
no one see their bad temper.
没有人看见自己的不对,
no one sees their own fault.
最容易看见的是谁的错,
and the easiest to see is whose fault.
是你爱的人,
the one you love.
对,我看见有姊妹就很顺的就指着她的丈夫。
And I see some sisters just basically pointing to someone.
不是你是这样, 我也是这样。
It's not just you, I'm doing the same too.
明明是他不对嘛。
It's her fault.
某年某月某日,
and someday, sometime ago,
某个时辰,
at whatever second,
说了某一句话,
she said this,
给我那么样的表情,
and she gave me the look.
最后还做了这件事情给我逮住了。
Then she did that to me.
证据就在那里。
Look, it's right here.
他能不能够抵赖?
Can she deny it?
她通常不抵赖。
Nah, they won't.
她说, 那你又怎样?
Then what have you done too?
这个叫做相爱。
That's called love.
这个叫做人的爱。
That is humanly love.
如果我跟你没关系,
if there's no relationship between you and I,
你按我个喇叭, 我也按你个喇叭,
you honk at me, then I'll you back.
然后就分道扬镳。
Then we go a separate path.
嘴巴里头还骂一骂。
Or maybe you could say something in your mouth meanwhile. This is our life. But when the Holy Spirit lives in you,
忽然之间, 我们第一个还是爱,
all of a sudden, the first thing you could think of is love. But now your love is changed. This love will make you not see other people's faults.
叫你看见自己有问题。
This love would make you turn on yourself and see your own fault.
这个爱叫做舍己的爱。
This is the love of giving yourself.
也是我们今天的题目。
And this is the topic of today.
基督的福音就是基督舍己的福音。
The gospel of Christ is the gospel of Christ giving himself up for you.
如果基督没有舍己，
If Christ never gives himself up for us,
他不愿意去十字架钉死。
If he did never go to the cross,
我的罪永远没有解决的方法。
Then there is my sin would never be lived away.
不是说我的罪比我姊妹的罪多一点。
Not to say that I'm more sinful than my sister.
或者她的罪比我的轻一点。
Or if she is less sinful than I am.
而是最多最少都没有解决的方法。
But the thing, it doesn't matter how much sin you have committed.There's
no solution.
There's no solution.
耶稣基督舍己。
Lord Jesus Christ gave himself up.
基督的舍己是我们的福音。
Him giving himself up is the gospel of today.
我们读下面一节圣经。
Let's read the next Bible verse.
加拉太书一章四节。
Galatians first chapter 1:4.
一起来念。
Let's read together. Who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the sins of the age, according to the will of God and Father.
说到世代就说到一段很长的时间。
When you talk about an age, it's a long period of time.
这个时间的开始在你之先。
The beginning of this time is before you.
这个时间时代的结束在你之后。
And at the ending of this age is going to be
after you. 所以我们就是恰恰好就活在这个时代的里面。
So basically you're in the middle of this age.
然后这个时代呢叫做罪恶的时代。
And this age is an evil age.
不是说你有罪恶。
It's not saying that you are evil per se.
或者我有罪恶。
Or I am evil per se.
而是说这个世代是罪恶的。
But it's saying this whole age is evil.
这个环境是罪恶的。
The environment is evil.
好，当我们这个人活在这个世代的时候。
So when you live in this age.
因为我们活在这个世代。
Because you live in this age.
开始的时候我们还不承认自己有罪。
In the beginning, you would not admit that.You are sinners.
但是慢慢慢慢我们会发现自己的确有罪。
But slowly you recognize that, yeah, I'm a sinner too.
所以这里说到基督要照父神的旨意。
So here it says, the Lord is following the will of his Father.
为我们的罪舍己。
To rescue us from the present evil age.
这里说到的我们的罪是说到我们的罪行。
And when here, when he talks about sins, is our sinful nature.
我们的 sinful deeds.
Sinful deeds.
就是能够看见有事实根据的罪行。
It's something that you can see and you know for proof that you have sinned.
这里还不是说到我们一生下来就是罪人需要解决罪的问题。
It's not talking about the sinful nature here.
这是说到我们活在这个世代，我们犯了罪之后，我们自己对自己的发现。
It's talked about when you're in this evil age, when you actually have committed a sin, you feel the sin now.
圣经里头给我们八次说到基督的福音。
In the Bible, it talks about the gospel 8 times.
四次说到基督的福音是什么。
4 times, it talks about what is a gospel.
四次说到传福音，传基督的福音的人应该是怎样。
And the other 4 times, it talks about how you should spread the gospel.
今天我们只从加拉太书说到一点。
Today we're only going to talk about one of the points in Galatians.
基督的福音就是基督为我们舍己。
Christ's gospel is how he rescues us by giving up himself.
为什么神的儿子要来到地上为我们舍己？
Why does the Son of God have to come to this earth to save us?
因为我们没有一个人能够舍己。
Because none of us could give himself up.
我们的命只有一条。
You only get one life.
舍了就没有了。
If you give it up, then it's over.
而且我们觉得我们的命比别人的命还宝贵。
Also, you tend to think that your life is slightly more important than the person who is next to you.
虽然她是我的妻子。
Yeah, she's my wife.
我很爱她。
And I love her a lot.
但是你要为你最爱的人舍己，况且不容易。
It's still very difficult for you to give your life for your wife.
好像曾经愿意过。
Maybe once upon a time I thought about it.
如果你稍微爱她一点，她马上爱你多一点。
If I love her a little bit, maybe she'll love me a little more.
这个舍己好像还蛮值得的。
And for so this giving is worthy.
可能也容易的。
And it's easy.
可是这个也不是她的本性。
But that's not the nature of us.
你爱她一点。
You love her a little bit.
你敬她一尺。
You give her a feet.
她怎么样？
What would she do?
她踏前一丈。
Then she take a feet and a little more.
人是不是这样？
Is all everyone like this?
那就是嘛，你明明是你不对嘛。
Oh, of course it's your fault.
你知道吧，你要和与人和好都不容易。
Do you know that it's hard to make up with someone?
为什么？
Why?
我们都是不能舍己的人。
Because you're not willing to give yourself up.
基督的福音说，没有人能够舍己。
Christ's gospel said that no one is willing to give up. If you could give yourself up,
那个舍己也是很短暂的。
The act of giving is very temporary.
而且是装出来的比较多。
It is basically fake.
因为不是我们天然的性情。
Because that's not your own nature.
基督要来到地上为我们舍己。
When Christ comes to the land to give himself up for us,
他是按着神的旨意。
He is following the will of the God.
意思就是说，神看见我们没有一个人，竟然没有一个人舍己。
So that means that God up there sees us and says, no one of you is willing to give yourself up.
他在地上来回的看，竟然没有一个人为彼此祷告。
And he's looking around and looking around and looking around and sees that no one is praying for each other.
他很稀奇。
He is shocked.
我造的人本来不是这样。
That's not my creation.
为什么人到了这个罪恶的时代都变成那么样的自私？
How come in this evil age, everyone has become so selfish?
自私不是表示一个人愿意个人自己单独的生活。
Selfish doesn't mean that the person wants to be alone.
自私的人还愿意活在团体的里面。
The selfish ones still want to live a group life.
可是他们活在团体的里面仍然是自私的。
But even if they're in a group, they're still being selfish.
最小的团体是夫妻，是家庭。
In the smallest group of all, of two, there's the husband and wife.
大一点的团体是学校，是公司。
Then the bigger group would become the company or the school.
甚至很神圣的团体是教会。
Or maybe the holy group, which is the church.
很多的时候我们照我本相就是自私。
A lot of time you're going by your own nature, then you are selfish.
神看见这样子的人有没有救？
When God sees someone who is selfish, what could he do?
有没有救？
Is there any way to save that person?
只有他能救。
Only he could save the selfish.
所以只有他有这个意思。
Only he has the willing.
所以只有他愿意成就这个救恩。
Only he is the one that could complete this savior.
圣经说我们的神是为罪人谋解脱的神。
In this Bible, it says that the gospel is someone who could free the sinners.
耶稣基督来到地上是神的旨意。
When Christ came to the land, it's the willing of his Father.
只有神能不死。
Only God would never die.
耶稣基督来到地上也不会死。
When God comes to the earth, he still would not die.
所以主耶稣自己说，
So the Christ himself said,
没有人能夺我的命。
No one could avoid my life.
是我自己愿意舍的。
Is myself who is willing to give my life up.
因为他是那个不死的神。
Because he is the God who would never die.
在时间满足的时候他彰显出来。
At the time, he showed his power.
然后他愿意为我们死。
And then he dies for us willingfully.
他死在十字架的上面。
He died on the cross.
他用命换命。
He used his life to save ours.
他用他自己的命，那个不死的命，换我们这个必死的命。
He used his own never dying life to save ours, always dying life.
所以我们相信基督。
So when we believe in Christ,
我们忽然间我们就接受了基督那个愿意舍己的生命住在我们的里面。
All of a sudden, you receive the life of never dying.
不能舍己是我们的旧生命。
The life of not willing to give up is your old life.
能够舍己的是我们的新生命。
The new life of willing to give up is your new life.
如果有人说我信主之后有生命奇妙的大改变。
If someone tells you that after a belief in the Lord, my life has changed,
我们的眼目第一看见他有没有舍己。
And the first thing you should now spot is he willing to give up himself?
他有舍己。
If he does,
他在家里开始学习舍己。
In his family, if he now starts to give himself up,
他在他的生活范围里头有舍己。
In his life, if he is starting to give himself up,
这样子的爱会遮盖许许多多的罪。
This love will cover up a lot of sins.
这样子的爱会拯救许许多多的家人。
And this love will save the household.
这样子的爱叫我们全家得救。
And this love will save your household.
但是我们要明白，这样子的爱是基督的爱。
But you should understand that this love is the love of Christ.
这个爱不是我们情欲上的爱。
It's not your own love.
人很容易看见别人的错。
It's easy for you to spot out someone else's fault.
人很难看见自己的错。
But it's hard for you to see your own fault.
当我们信了耶稣之后,
when you believe in the Christ,
我们好像有一个头脑上知道我们应该舍己。
In your head, it tells you, hey, it's time for you to give yourself up now.
但是我们常常站在这个基督福音上面站得不稳。
But if you do not stand firm in the gospel,
我们很容易我们又回到从前那个光景。
It's very easy for you to go back to your old life.
所以许许多多的基督徒,
so a lot of brothers and sisters,
他们信了耶稣之后,
after they believe in the Lord,
本来没有信耶稣之前,
before they believe into the Lord,
他们并没有比世上的人更坏。
They're not worse than anyone who is earthly.
但是信了耶稣之后,
but after they believe into the Christ,
好像全世界都要求他们, 忽然间变得是最好的。
Now, it seems like everyone around you is expecting you to be the best.
那有些弟兄姊妹刚信主,
a lot of new brothers and sisters,
也有一个错觉,
there's one misunderstanding.
好像, 诶, 我听见有些传道人说, 我一信主就马上完全改变了。
Oh, maybe someone says that if you believe in the Lord, you should change right there.
然后呢, 诶, 为什么我不是这样?
How come I'm not changed yet?
所以我们还要来看基督的福音为什么在这个人身上跟那个人身上不一样。
Then now we have to try to understand how come the gospel is different from a person to another person.
我们每一个人的天然生命都是一个奴仆的生命。
Your own life, you're basically a slave to yourself.
这个奴仆的生命有两面的情形。
There are two aspects in this slavery.
一面的情形就是要侍奉好。
The first aspect is you're trying to do good.
另外一面就是侍奉罪。
And the other aspect is you basically give up and sin.
什么叫侍奉好呢?
What is trying to do good?
就是说啊, 现在我知道什么叫做好。
You're saying that, ah, I know what is good.
因为我是基督徒,
because I am now a Christian.
所以我要尽量做好。So
I should do my best.
好, 他要去做好的时候,
right when he's trying to do good.
但是他就常常发现做不好。
Then he will find out that, you know what, maybe I cannot do this.
那在这样子的光景里头呢, 他就说, 我们要立一些规矩。
You know, at this time, maybe I should set some of my own rules.
叫我们大家都做一样的事情。
I should ask everyone to do the same thing.
我们要创造我们的环境。
We should set our own rules.
然后我们一起做好。
And we should do the same good.
就所谓国有国法, 家有家规。
He's saying that each country has their own rules and each family also has its own values.
人都喜欢立规矩。
Everyone wants to set their own rules.
因为我们天然的生命就是一个要愿意做好的奴仆。
Because in your nature, you want to do good.
另外一个生命是什么样呢?
What's the other aspect?
就是我们要求别人做好。
Is that we want other people to do good.
但是自己一看别人不再看我的时候,
but when you are now all quiet in the corner,
我们就放纵自己。
You indulge your sins.
所有初信的基督徒,
all the newly believers and
所有信了很久的基督徒,
or even the believers that are it's been a while,
都有这个危机。
There's always this crisis.
会放纵自己的情欲。
You could indulge the sinful nature of yourself.
今天是科技发达的时代。
Today we have very great technology.
是资讯发达的时代。
Communication is very easy.
加拉太书里头告诉我们,
in Galatians,
我们常常将 自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
We always treat freedom as a chance for us to release our sinful nature.
很多的时候, 弟兄姊妹上班上学都很规矩。
A lot of times when you're at work, if you're at school, you're very straight.
问题出在晚上不睡觉。
But now, when it's nighttime and you're alone.
问题出在晚间有一点自由的时候，我们放纵情欲。
In the 10 or 15 minutes, you're all alone and by yourself, you now release your sinful nature.
那加拉太书告诉我们许许多多情欲的事是怎么样的。
In Galatians, it's talked about how people commit different sins.
大家可以再去翻加拉太书。
If you have a chance, you should give it a chance.
但是呢，基本上呢，我们华人是喜欢看什么？
But basically for us Chinese,
大家晚上都在做什么？
What do you usually do at night?
连续剧。猜麻将。
麻将？
可能信徒还少一点猜麻将，也有哦。
Maybe some of the believers don't play 麻将。
我也猜过。
I play too.
不过我是陪不幸的家人在猜的。
But it's just because I'm playing with my family members.
而且猜得很短。
And it's only a short time.
就表示我跟他们没有分别。
That means that there's no difference between me and them.
猜麻将之后还要告诉他们信耶稣。
After playing 麻将, it's hard to spread the gospel to your family.
不是很好的方法哈。
Probably not the best way.
就好像主耶稣来到地上。
Just like when Christ came to the land.
只有他那么圣洁的生命。
Only he is being holy.
可以在罪人罪孽的当中不受影响。
Only he the holy cannot be distracted by us the sinners.
因为我天然的生命也是猜麻将的好手。
Because my sinful nature, for God knows, I am a good mahjong player.
好久不猜了。
Oh, I haven't played for a while.
哇，一猜的时候竟然是蛮喜欢的。
When I play it again, I find the joy in it again.
那你就知道这个叫情欲。
Then you know that this is your sinful nature.
情欲一来的时候干嘛？
When sinful nature comes,
只有回到主的里面。
What can you do? You could only come back to the Lord.
只有在基督里面才有节制的能力。
Only in Christ, you will be able to control yourself.
情欲一来的时候，一定要停。
When the sinful nature comes, you need to stop.
我告诉你，这个还算是蛮好的基督徒。
Then I tell you this, then you could become a good Christian if you do this.
但是许多的时候，我们并没有这样子顺服主。
But a lot of times, we're not as obedient as this.
所以我们把自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
So we treat our freedom as a chance to release our sinful nature.
从前我没有信主的时候
Before I believed into Christ,
我一口气看五出电影
I could go see 5 movies in one shot
一口气看完七个那个录影带
Non-stop, I could watch 7 tapes
一个录影带有四集哦
Each tape has 4 episodes
28集一口气看完
So I watched non-stop 28 episodes
吃饭再看
When I eat, I watch.
还有其他的情形也在看。
And when I do other things, I still watch.
你就知道什么叫放纵情欲。
Then you know what's indulging your sinful nature.
那有些人有好一点的学问。
Some of the people, we have better hobbies.
好一点的自制能力。
You could control yourself slightly better.
他说你顾弟兄真差。
So, Brother Ku, that's not good.
我最多看两场电影。
I only see 2 movies.
我最多看一柄录影带。
And I could only non-stop watch 1 tape.
我说你比我好一点。
And I said, you are better than I am.
放纵情欲是每一个人都有的，只是差多差少而已。
Indulging your sinful nature
is natural. 但是今天最可怕的一件事。
But the scariest thing of all,
我们的下一代真的不懂得怎么叫做放纵情欲。
It's just that our next generation, they don't know what's indulging the sinful nature.
他们好像泼出去的水收不回来。
They're like water that you pour out, you can never get it back.
你们有哪一家你们的孩子是十点钟睡觉的？
Is there any kids in your household that go to sleep at 10 o'clock?
我不是说你的孩子还在初中小学那个阶段。
I'm not saying when your kids is in junior high or elementary school.
我是说你的孩子已经上大学了。
I'm saying when your kid is in college, would he go to sleep at 10?
他没有一个在12点前睡觉。
There's none of you that's going to go to sleep before even 12 o'clock.
我细细的调查。
I did my own research.
我一直在调查。
And I've been doing my research.
没有这样子的年轻人。
There's none of you like that.
现在这个时代是最恶的时代。
In this age, now we're at the most evilest of the age.
知道吗？为什么晚上放纵自由，那个情欲在，就是放纵自己的情欲是那么样的危险？
Do you know why it is so dangerous if you just let yourself go at night?
因为许多的时候，从前你要干坏事还要出去。
Because a lot of times before, if you want to do some bad things, you have to go out of the house.
今天你干坏事在自己房间就可以了。
Now you just need to close the door.
就是那么简单。
Just easy as that.
我们哪有救呢？
Oh, it's hard to save us.
在座的基督徒有哪一个是早睡早起的呢？
Brother and sister, which one of you go to sleep early and wake up early?
不是早睡早起比较好。
It's not that if you go to sleep early or wake up early, it's good for you.
而是许多坏事都在晚上干的。
It's just that you avoid the time you could commit the sin.
如果没有必要。
If not necessary.
没有必要那么晚睡。
You should go to sleep slightly earlier.
没有好事的。
There's nothing good happens at night.
我们要接受基督的福音，很实在的在我们身上。
We should receive and execute the gospel of Christ.
信主的人不能放纵自己的情欲。
The believer should not indulge the sinful nature.
我们再读下面一节。
Let's read the next Bible verse.
加拉太书三章二十三节。
Galatians 3:23.
但这因信得救的灵还未来以前，我们被看守在律法之下，只宣到那将来的真道显明出来。这里说到显明的真道，就是我们基督的信仰。
It says that the revealed faith should be truth.
没有一个人认自己是有罪的。
No one wants to say that they are sinful.
就算是晚睡晚起也不是个罪。
So if I go to sleep late and wake up late, that's not really a sin, is it?
很多人的理由就是大家都是这样。
A lot of people say, well, everyone is doing that.
但是我告诉你。
But then I tell you this.
主耶稣不是这样。
Lord Jesus was not like that.
你看圣经，主耶稣没有晚睡晚起的。
When you read the Bible, you don't see Jesus Christ being up at 12 a.m.
基督的生命绝对是行在光中的生命。
The life of Christ is always in the light.
这个是我得救了差不多十年之后才发现的一个秘诀。
This is something that I learned 10 years after I became a believer.
原来早睡早起那么样的宝贝。
So actually going to sleep early and waking up early is great.
许多的时候我们立条规，我们说我们不要这样。
A lot of times you set rules to tell you not to do something.
但是立了条规，我们又去犯这个条规。
But after you set the rules, you break the rules.
这个叫做自己拆毁的自己仍然去建造。
Just saying that you destroy something that you just built.
我们知道明明这个是错的。
And we know this is not the correct thing to do.
我们发现大家都在这个事情上错。
But everyone around you is making the same mistake.
所以我们就立条例。
So we set rules again.
不要去犯这样子的错。
Let's not break the rules this time.
你犯了就要受惩罚。
If you break the rules, you should get punishment.
但是越多的条例就越多的犯错。
So if you set more rules, you break more rules.
这里就是这里所说的，我们都被看守在律法之下。
So here it says we are prisoners by the law.
如果我今天说弟兄姊妹一定要早睡早起。
So now if I give you this command and says you have to go to sleep at 10,
马上。许许多多的人都被这个条规打倒了。
Now you guys are bound by the rules, but you're basically set to break the rules.
就被这个条规控告。
And you became prisoners of the law.
这个就不叫福音。
Then that's not the gospel anymore.
基督的信仰来了之后。
After Christ's gospel came.
我们每一天我们都是因着相信耶稣。
Every day we should live by believing in the Christ.
我们就接受他的生命在我的里面。
When we receive his life into us.
这个生命是舍己的生命。
This is the life of giving yourself.
这个生命是愿意把自己交在神手中的生命。
This is the life when you are willing to give yourself to his hand.
基督的舍己是把自己放在神的手中。
Christ's giving is basically putting his life into the Father's hand.
他在神面前不坚持自己的自由。
In God's presence, he would not try to fight for his own freedom.
这样的舍己才能够从死里复活。
That's giving is the power that will bring you back from death.
亲爱的朋友们。
Dear friends.
耶稣基督是万人的救主。
Christ is the Savior of all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣基督更是信徒的救主。
Christ is especially coming here to save you.
无论我们已经接受了耶稣也好，
It doesn't matter if you believe in Christ or not.
还没有接受耶稣做我们的救主也好，
Maybe you're still thinking about it.
神的福音把基督放在这里，
Christ's gospel has put Christ right here.
愿意我们众人都有一个选择，
And he is willing for everyone to make a choice.
你愿意选择新的生命在你里面成为你永远的指望。
If you choose to pick a new life and have eternally love,
你愿意你的生命有改变。
If you want a changing life,
你愿意你全家能够和睦相处。
If you want a safe household,
不再彼此批评论断。
Not the household full of argument,
不再勾心斗气。
Not a household that is trying to fight against each other.
只有基督的福音是我们的救法。
Only the gospel is the solution.
因为在这里，基督为我们众人都舍了自己。
Because in here, Christ gave himself up for us.
如果你今天看见你自己不完全，
If you see the incompleteness of yourself today,
如果你今天看见自己的确是个罪人需要拯救，
If you actually see that you are a sinner today and need being safe,
请我们再来唱这个诗歌。
Let us sing the hymn again.
518首。
518.
Saved by grace.
Saved by grace. How real is this?
恩典已经准备好了。
The grace is waiting for you.
我们看见我们只不过是个罪人。
You should see yourself as just a sinner.
有一天所有的人都要从这个地上过去。
One day everyone shall pass.
今年在我们认识的人当中有许许多多的人忽然间过去。
This year a lot of people around us has already been gone.
很惊奇的，过半都是年轻的人。
Amazingly, half of them are actually youth.
起码比我年轻。
At least younger than I am.
我们不晓得什么时候我们会从这个世界离开。
We don't know when our time will come.
恩典是在今天就可以领受。
Grace is something you could take right now.
也许我们还信不过来。
Maybe today you still cannot convince yourself to believe.
但是恩典在这里等着我们。
But grace is here waiting for you.
对于信了耶稣而离开这个世界的人来说，
For someone who has believed and has passed on,
当他们离开这个世界的时候，
When they leave this world,
就好像睡了的人，
It's like something who fell asleep.
他们眼睛一扎开，
But when they wake up,
他们会发现耶稣基督就在前面。
They're in the palace of the king, and they will see Christ face to face.
而且所有信主的家人都在周围。
And the believers that are in the household are around him.
在那个时候，我们要称颂，要赞美。
At that time, you should praise the Lord.
每一个人像这个诗歌说，我要述说救我恩典。
Everyone in this team should pass the gospel of saving by grace.
主的恩典就是他愿意为我们舍己。
God's gospel is that He is willing to give Himself up for us.
没有比这个更大的恩典。
There's no bigger grace than this.
亲爱的朋友们，
Dear friends,
你如果愿意接受耶稣，
If you're willing to accept Christ as your Savior,
你如果生命有愿意有改变，
If you're willing to have a changing life,
如果愿意在主的福音上面能够全家得救，
If you want to be a safe household,
我请你站起来跟我一起唱。
I would love for you to stand up and sing with us.
我们从第二节唱。
We're going to start in verse 2.